John S. Anderson, operating through the Minnesota Neurotherapy / Neurotraining Institute, is a clinician educator who has significantly advanced neurofeedback education by developing standardized training curricula and accessible educational resources for practitioners entering the field. As a BCIA board-certified practitioner in both biofeedback, BCB, and neurofeedback, BCN, and holding QEG Diplomate status, QEGD, Anderson brings comprehensive expertise in clinical application, quantitative EEG analysis, and educational methodology, which has helped establish competency standards for neurofeedback practice. Anderson co-developed Neurofeedback Tutor with John Davis and Fred Schaefer, creating one of the most widely used training resources for new neurofeedback practitioners. This comprehensive educational software provides systematic instruction in EEG biofeedback fundamentals, covering everything from basic neurophysiology to advanced protocol selection. It offers interactive learning experiences that make complex concepts accessible to clinicians from diverse backgrounds. The program's structured approach ensures that practitioners develop competencies aligned with BCIA and International QEG Certification Board, IQCB, standards, providing a clear pathway from novice to certified practitioner. His teaching emphasizes critical frequency domain fundamentals, helping clinicians understand the distinction between amplitude and frequency metrics that is essential for proper neurofeedback implementation. Anderson's educational approach demystifies signal processing concepts, explaining how raw EEG transforms into the frequency bands, delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma, that form the basis of most neurofeedback protocols. His clear explanations of concepts like spectral analysis, coherence, and phase relationships enable clinicians to make informed decisions about protocol selection and modification based on understanding rather than rote memorization. In both practice and teaching, Anderson strongly emphasizes selecting protocols grounded in QEG phenotypes rather than relying solely on symptom-based approaches. His work promotes the use of quantitative EEG assessment to identify individual neurophysiological patterns that guide personalized treatment planning. This emphasis on objective assessment before intervention has helped move neurofeedback toward precision medicine approaches, improving outcomes by matching protocols to specific brain patterns rather than applying generic treatments based solely on diagnosis. His institute work and public tutorials have focused particularly on translating complex signal processing concepts into practical day-to-day clinical decision rules. Anderson recognizes that many clinicians entering neurofeedback lack engineering or technical backgrounds, so he has developed frameworks that enable sound clinical decisions without requiring deep mathematical understanding. His decision trees and clinical algorithms help practitioners navigate choices about electrode placement, frequency bands to train, and threshold settings based on client presentation and QEG findings. Anderson's emphasis on artifact-competent recording has been particularly valuable in elevating the quality of neurofeedback practice. He teaches practitioners to recognize and eliminate various artifacts, such as eye movements, muscle tension, electrode problems, and environmental interference, which can contaminate EEG signals and lead to ineffective or counterproductive training. His systematic approach to achieving clean recordings ensures that feedback reflects actual brain activity rather than artifact, a critical distinction for effective neurofeedback. Through extensive courses and mentoring relationships, Anderson has helped standardize introductory competencies for EEG biofeedback across the field. His curriculum development work has influenced how neurofeedback is taught in training programs internationally, establishing consistent standards for knowledge and skills required for competent practice. His mentorship of hundreds of practitioners has created a network of clinicians who share common training and adhere to evidence-based protocols. His educational outreach has significantly expanded access to structured continuing education for clinicians entering EEG feedback from various professional backgrounds, including psychology, counseling, social work, and medicine. By offering both in-person and online training options, Anderson has made quality neurofeedback education available to practitioners regardless of geographic location or schedule constraints. His affordable training programs have removed financial barriers that might prevent qualified clinicians from adding neurofeedback to their practice. Anderson's contributions to didactic content aligned with BCIA and IQCB expectations have been instrumental in helping practitioners prepare for certification examinations. His training materials systematically cover the knowledge domains required for certification, from neuroanatomy and neurophysiology to instrumentation and professional standards. His emphasis on meeting certification requirements has elevated the professionalism of neurofeedback practice. His work developing clinical decision rules based on QEG patterns has provided practical frameworks for protocol selection that balance scientific rigor with clinical feasibility. These decision rules help clinicians navigate the complexity of choosing among numerous possible protocols, providing evidence-based guidance for common presentations while maintaining flexibility for individual variation. Through the Minnesota Neurotherapy/Neurotraining Institute, Anderson has created a model for regional neurofeedback training centers that combine education, clinical services, and research. This integrated approach ensures that training remains grounded in actual clinical practice while advancing the field through systematic data collection and analysis. Anderson's legacy includes democratizing access to quality neurofeedback education, establishing clear pathways from initial training to certification, and translating complex technical concepts into practical clinical applications. His work has been essential in professionalizing neurofeedback practice and ensuring that new practitioners enter the field with solid foundations in both theory and application.